why did James Bond get pulled over? His blood alcohol content was 0.007. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of December 4th, 2014. I'm Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by
Andrew Dupe.
I was going to say something and I've completely forgot it already.
Good start.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'm a professional. although still better than your starts, so there. Which people will
whatever
can hear soon, because that's done.
My start was amazing. I didn't Rachel went over it right after and did it better.
Did it way better? Yeah, I didn't edit that at all. I left that all for you. I considered it. I did consider it, but it was after you introduced yourself and her. I was like, I can't even do it.
Yeah.
So I didn't bother.
That's fair. I kind of figured that would happen.
Also, admittedly, I didn't listen past there, and then I just got the end, and I cut a little bit of crap at the end. And then I put that after the end music. crap at the end. So, we'll talk about that. We'll explain what we're talking about at the end of the show, so everybody knows. But you have to wait. Alright. I really did have something. It was like almost news that I wanted to mention, but I don't remember what it was. So, forget almost great news. Well, you know what? This is what happens when we get pushed back because of me, and I get tired because of 12 hours of manual labor.
Manuel labor?
Manuel? No, I worked with a guy named Jorge, not Manuel.
Jorge Manuel Rodriguez.
Oh boy. Let's move away from this before we get worse and go full racist. Let's move in to the actual notes, because they're, you know, fairly crowded today, except for, you know, the one that I'm fully, I'm pretty much the only person with news in. That has one thing, because I couldn't find anything that's worthwhile.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's start with the movies.
Alright, so last week we said we would talk about the Force Awakens trailer, definitely, for sure, because it happened.
Yes, it did. It happened on Friday.
I'm going to assume that you saw it.
Me? Dude, we watched it at your house. I saw it before I went to your house last Friday, and then we watched it at your house because your brother hadn't seen it somehow.
At least one. Yeah.
So we watched it. We watched it multiple times. Yeah. And talked about it. So let's talk about it again.
Yeah. So my thoughts are, I'm excited. Everything about it feels pretty Star Warsy, which is probably the best part. It feels very original trilogy and not prequelsy.
Yeah, the X-wings look used.
Yeah, everything looks used.
Nah, I thought the Falcon looked clean, but I was like, I don't know, maybe he's finally had the chance to put that thing through a fucking car wash or something. You know, he doesn't have to smuggle 100% of the time anymore.
He's friends with the ruling party of the galaxy.
Exactly, right? Like, he doesn't have to live on the fringes, hiding from the Empire anymore.
Or the huts, or...
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, most of the galaxy. I'm cool. I can go wherever the fuck I feel like.
Yeah, he's got money. He can make it rain. He can get 3 Falcons.
You mean 3 YT, what are they, 1200s? No,
2400s.
Is it 24? I thought that was the Outrider was 24.
No, it's 12. You're right.
I was like, the Outrider is 24, and I think the Falcon is half that.
It's 12. Yeah.
YT-1200 Corellian medium cruiser? No. Something like that.
Freighter?
Freighter. That's it. That's the word.
Yeah.
Yes. I also liked the trailer. That soccer ball droid was both impossible and entertaining.
FIFA D2?
FIFA D2. I haven't heard that one. That's good. That's good.
I
FIFA D2.
love it.
X-Wings fucking like waking on that water was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know what purpose it would serve. I mean, maybe to go under radar, but we don't know if radar is a thing that works the same way in that
Yeah.
universe as our universe. Besides
Probably
looking.
some sensor thing.
Yeah, besides looking boss, I don't really understand what purpose that would serve in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
But it looks boss, so.
And we saw the new stormtroopers,
The
for reals,
helmets.
so those leaked helmets are definitely a thing.
And their boss. Those are pretty sweet
Yeah.
looking. And then the internet was stupid about the guy at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And
Yeah, it's like the
apparently,
internet exploded about that.
yeah.
The guy tweeted something and he just said at the end, get used to it.
Good. That's how you should act to the internet at all times.
Yeah, he wrote like a whole paragraph of like, I'm excited to be a part of this and it's great and I'm glad that, you guys are all along with it. And then he says, P.S. to the rest of you, get used to it.
Good answer. Yeah. It's funny how many people, it turns out, don't realize that stormtroopers aren't clones. Aren't clone
Yeah.
troopers.
I was looking at a comment thread on the trailer because, that was a mistake.
Yeah, I
But
did that a couple times.
this one guy wrote, a very what seemingly well-informed like long thing about, the stormtroopers being clones, and I'm like, you're wrong,
They
but
were
you've got so much stuff in here.
maybe a couple. Like, didn't the 501st last maybe until the original trilogy? Or
Yeah.
some of them? But the
But even
bulk.
then, they all got it like vaporized or whatever.
The bulk in the original trilogy would have been volunteers or, regular people. No clones.
Yeah, no clones. Because at some point the Emperor was like, these are all defective, and then they were gone.
Also, I do love how many people were saying, because they were calling. They were discussing how the clones would be white. How the clones are white because Jango was white. And I was like, that's not really
Yeah.
accurate. Because he's pretty tan. Like, in the cartoon, even, like, they don't draw them. They're not white, per se. They're not black. But they're very tan. People kept describing him as Maori. I don't know if that's accurate. I know what the Maori are. I don't know if the guy was, but that would make
Either.
sense. But yeah, so trailer was awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Internet's stupid. Internet
Yeah.
comments tend to be stupid. Especially on like YouTube, so.
But, for the most part, the biggest issue and discussion I've heard at least, is about the new lightsaber.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Next.
Which has
Yeah.
many sorts of reasonings and stuff behind defending or not.
Yeah. There are definitely opinions on the lightsaber.
My opinion is varied overall. I think that a lightsaber claymore is the greatest thing ever.
Kinda is.
But I know that the fighting technique of using a claymore as a lightsaber is pointless.
Because the claymore is all
When,
about the weight.
yeah, and when you have something you can just poke and then just like you're dead no matter what, basically. Just poke. Yeah, okay, whatever. But I like the idea of the guard, but again, sort of maybe ruined by the fact that you can cut through the middle bit.
And that is assuming that the laser starts after the metal bit in the guard,
Yeah.
which we don't really know because, hey, fake science. Things that don't
Yeah.
really exist.
And that's what I keep reminding myself. It is very fake science. So historically, lightsabers have been cut in half, but whatever.
But here's the thing with that, though. That is the original, like the One Direction lightsaber. With the handle is longer than either those guards are. So perhaps
Yeah.
even on the regular saber, it does start in the metal, but they cut it in half under where the laser starts. Because eventually there is an emitter. There is, the emitter and the crystal and shit that can get cut in half.
Yeah.
But we don't really know where
Also,
in the metal the laser starts.
technically, in the Clone Wars, and so this is canon, there's a metal that's resistant to lightsaber.
Yeah, they mentioned that in the, I don't remember what episode that is.
I don't either. But
I
I
was
think they
gonna
had
s
to like get rid of it or destroy the
Yeah.
source of it or something.
Yeah. I was gonna say it was during the when the younglings were making their sabers, but that was wood that was hard as metal. The Wookiee youngling wanted a wooden handle lightsaber. So David Tennant robot mentioned the only wood that was as hard as metal. I don't remember what it was called.
Right.
But the robot was
But
David
there's the
Tennant.
actual, like, resistant to
Yeah.
light metal.
It
And
was,
that's canon. So maybe that made out of that.
there's actually, there's a couple of things, because there was also the giant bug on her, the giant, what the fuck was it? Weird monster thing on the Doug planet, whose scales was like resistant to lightsaber, when Anakin and Mace were fighting it on the Doug planet, they couldn't do shit. So
Right.
lightsabers didn't do anything. And then when they got it back to Coruscant, Aayla Secura and Yoda were just running on it, just trying to distract it, because they couldn't cut it.
Yeah.
So there are
So
things.
maybe.
It's possible.
That is possible.
Plus, super fu like, as already future as, Star Wars was, this is another, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
Super future now. They got things.
Also, Star Wars
Yeah,
science.
also Star Wars. So that is my two things that I don't care for in the trailer. The shot with the lightsaber, just the guy's, how he moves and half crouches before he turns on his lightsaber is really stupid. It looks like a jackass.
I think it's not stupid as long as someone else is there.
Okay,
Like
that
if
would be
he's doing an
fine.
aggressive stance, but since it seems like
But it's
there's
nobody
nobody around,
there. Exactly. There's nobody we can see.
yeah, he or she is just being a
Yeah,
jackass.
it just looks dumb. In the context of the teaser trailer, it looks dumb. And the opening shot where it's just the desert and then suddenly Black Stormtrooper pops up is really weird. Like, that's a bad opener for the trailer because that also looks stupid. You're just like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? And then you get to see Fifa D2 and you're like, okay, what's
Yeah.
this? And then I
And then
think the
the
next shot is the
X-Wing.
X-Wings. And then you're in. As soon as you see those X-Wings, though,
Yeah.
you're all in.
Yeah. Any of the ships or the stormtroopers. I was pretty much in the whole time.
The Stormtroopers are before the X-Wings. Anyway, I assume this link goes to the trailer in our notes. So if somehow you
Also,
have not seen this trailer yet,
the voiceover was
all right.
confirmed to be Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis, not Benedict Cumberbatch, like some people for some stupid reason thought.
Pretty much everyone thought
Until
that.
Until Evan mentioned to me last Friday, I didn't even consider that. I listened to it and I go, that's clearly not him. Doesn't sound anything like him. I think people are crazy.
I don't know, I think it could sound like him,
But
but
it
I think
doesn't.
it's just because his voice is everywhere. And people have been talking that he's loosely attached to the project in
Yeah,
some
well,
way.
people like to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're not. Sometimes John Malkovich is in Harry Potter, sometimes he's not. Because that was a rumor forever.
Yeah.
Anyway, trailer is awesome. Everybody should watch it and like it and look forward to
So moving along,
Star Wars. Yeah.
we've got a bunch more rumor things that turned out to be true for casting.
Three.
Ryan Reynolds
Which was
is signing
barely.
on for Deadpool.
That was barely a rumor. We all knew, as long as he had fitted into his schedule.
And was allowed to
Yeah,
after
well.
being Green Lantern, but I don't think that DC really,
No.
or
Well.
DC, Warner Bros. Really cares if that gets distance.
Yeah. But he was already Deadpool in the thing, and the reason the original test footage that everybody loved got, tested was because of his Deadpool to begin with. So I
Yeah.
mean, he was already a guaranteed popular Deadpool,
Yeah.
really.
'Cause he was in that thing. He did the mocap and the voice.
Yeah, he was in the test footage, and he was Deadpool in the crappy Wolverine movie. He
Yeah.
was probably the best part of that crappy movie.
Until he was the worst part.
What, until it was no longer him. I don't think it was him anymore. It was a different guy. Since,
Yeah.
it looked nothing similar. But yeah.
His being Deadpool was the best until he stopped being Deadpool.
Exactly. He was the best Deadpool until it wasn't Deadpool.
Yeah.
So yes, he's now officially signed on to do the Deadpool movie. So that's
Which
good.
should probably be good. I mean, I got no beef with Ryan Reynolds.
No, I still haven't seen Green Lantern. I'll probably be okay with it when I do get around to watching it. I usually like Ryan Reynolds. He's usually pretty good. And he
Yeah.
was an awesome Deadpool for 10 minutes.
He was good Wade Wilson, I guess we should probably
Yeah,
say.
I suppose at the time he was Wade. He wasn't Deadpool until he wasn't Deadpool in that movie. When they started calling him Deadpool, it was when the character wasn't Deadpool anymore. It was weird. That movie was terrible and weird.
Yeah. There were so many superheroes in it. I don't even remember
So
most
many
of it.
bad iterations of those, characters. It was a Gambit that was just a Gambit to use the name Gambit. He didn't do
Yeah.
anything. He didn't really look it. He didn't sound like him.
Yeah, the staff.
Yeah, congratulations. You have a staff. Yeah, but it wasn't. They used Gambit just because they hadn't used him yet. Like, I don't know, let's throw
Yeah.
him in this movie because he's an
And the
X-Men that's popular.
blob and
Yeah, the Blob was weird, but Blob is always weird. Sabretooth was fine because they've already done Sabretooth in the
Yeah.
regular X-Men movies. I don't remember who else was in that. Oh, Will.i.am was a guy in that movie, wasn't it?
That's it.
Will.i.am.
I couldn't think of his name. It was like Chaos,
I don't remember. All I remember was Will.i.am, and
yeah, it was
I
Will.i.am.
didn't understand why. That
I
movie
don't
was the
know.
worst. Because it was legitimately the worst.
But it's over now.
Yeah, it is. We're getting better movies because of it. So, that's good. Oh, speaking of terrible movies that are the worst, should we go on to the next bullet?
Yeah, this is going to be worse than Green Lantern, I guarantee.
Speaking of movies that are the worst. So, Fantastic Four. It now on Rotten Tomatoes has posted a synopsis for the upcoming Fantastic Four reboot. So, it reads, The Fantastic Four, a contemporary reimagining of Marvel's original and longest-running superhero team, centers on four young outsiders who teleport to an alternate and dangerous universe, which alters their physical form in shocking ways. Their lives irrevocably upend. The team must learn to harness their daunting new abilities and work together to save Earth from a former friend turned enemy.
So, Dr. Doom.
Yeah. So, they get... I mean, I don't understand... It seems a bad idea to change how they get the powers to something even stupider than, yeah, we were on a space station and we got hit by space waves. Which is already dumb. Like, the way they get their power... I mean, superheroes, right? Powers are dumb.
Yeah.
So you take a dumb way to get powers, and you make it dumber.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great plan.
And you take the awesome villain, and...
you make him stupid? Make him...
Yeah. But, like... blah.
Yeah, also... Also, I don't understand how teleporting to an alternate dimension, or alternate universe, which, by the way, impossible. Dimension, theoretically possible. Universe, impossible.
I think that's just interchangeable words.
They're not, though. They're not. They shouldn't be. Scientifically speaking, which Fantastic Four, Reed Richards, scientifically speaking, like, out of all Marvel comics... Fantastic Four is the one you want to get your science the closest to possible because of Reed Richards.
I think they just figure, you know, we've just screwed up this much of the movie, let's just throw the rest of it out of the window.
I don't understand how that alters their physical form and gives them powers. Plus, wouldn't it revert or change again upon coming back to our universe / dimension? Like, if it changed in one way trip, why wouldn't it change back or change again on the trip back? Right? Stupid.
Yeah.
The movie's gonna be the worst.
Yeah, it's gonna be the worst.
Is bad. Like, when I think a movie is gonna be... Like, when I don't give a movie the benefit of the doubt, people have just been piling shit. That is what happens. Because I almost always give movies the benefit of the doubt until I see them.
The Green Lantern movie, even though it was pretty much widely accepted as horrible, it was pretty faithful to the content, like, overall.
And then there's this.
And then, yeah, there's this.
I understand why Marvel would stop producing Fantastic Four comics with this movie coming out.
They would just confuse people at this point.
God.
This isn't even Fantastic Four.
No,
it's this really is not. Like Group of Four superheroes,
or Future Foundation, which they changed the name to post Human Torch death a couple years back, and Spider-Man joined for a while. It was Future Foundation suit, which you could like. It was like a camouflage suit kind of deal. You could change its colors and shit by thinking about it, or something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Future Foundation.
Anyway.
Reed Richards.
Getting off topic. Like usual.
Yeah, barely.
We got a lot of news to go through.
We were still talking about Fantastic Four. But let's get back to the rumors that turned out to be true. Or true-ish.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah. That one's true.
The casting of Benedict Cumberbatch.
True. There is a possibility that it wasn't, like, prior to now, it wasn't, official. Like, they could have still been in, they're probably still in negotiations and shit.
Yeah.
Because that happens. And then people go, oh, well, this guy's in negotiations, that means it's him. But then negotiations, they can't come to an agreement, they go, well, it's not him, because we couldn't get him.
I'm super stoked that this is the casting because it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this is number two of internet is stupid.
Yeah.
Because
but we've
apparently
already talked about that.
Yeah. Apparently he's too perfect and some stupid shit. Whatever. Internet people are stupid. Sometimes.
The most stupid.
Except for people who listen to our show and comment on our website. Except for the spammers. Yeah. Except for the fake people, spam bots.
But they're the better spam bots on the internet.
Because there's
because they're posting on our site.
So yes. Doctor Strange officially banned the Cumberbatch. So it's good news. No matter what the internet says, that's good news.
Yeah, it is.
And now for the ish correct. Mostly correct.
Mostly correct. Important parts
Squad.
Are correct.
What?
The important parts of it are correct.
Yeah, I guess all the people and characters are there. So, Suicide Squad, the casting rumors, which I believe we discussed last week as well, maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I remember we talked about this at some point. I thought. Didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We talked about the one because Harley Quinn was confirmed, and then we covered the rumors.
Yes, that's what we did. So yes, they were true, except that Will Smith is going to be playing Deadshot, and Jai Courtney is going to be playing Boomerang. So those actors are switched in the rumored characters.
Mm-hmm.
But everything.
But everyone else was right.
Which was. Two people.
And Jay Leto?
Yeah, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto?
Jared Leto. Who I don't know if I've ever seen act because he's a singer.
I haven't seen him act.
I'm pretty sure I haven't seen him act either because he's a singer. Yeah, Jared Leto is going to be the Joker, and I don't remember who they got cast as Enchantress.
Got the article right here.
Well, Cara Delevingne.
Cara Delevingne. Delevingne.
I don't know. Got that Enchantress and Tom Hardy is Rick Flag. Tom Hardy was Bane. For those who don't remember.
Yeah. It's weird that he's another character.
In a DC movie? Yeah. It's kind of weird.
And so soon, too.
Yeah. It is. Mind you, Bane had the mask over, half of his face anyway.
I guess that's true.
He probably won't be quite as jacked. And no mask. You'll be fine.
Unless Bane voice.
Unless... I should have moved my hair.
Got some drinking.
Yoda meets Darth Vader. that is what my impression sounded like to me. Also, rumored now, new rumor about Suicide Squad is that Zucker Movieberg, Jesse Eisenberg, is that his name? Jesse Eisenberg, who played Zuckerberg in the Facebook movie, right?
Yeah.
Will be reprising his role as Lex Luthor in this movie. Because it'll be reprising because this movie is after Batman v Superman, which is where he plays Lex Luthor.
Also, the new rumor of Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, yeah. As Amanda, because they haven't cast Amanda Waller. Amanda Waller.
And I don't know if that's an actual rumor or just the internet wanting something to be true.
I think that was in the internet. She was on a couple of, since they haven't cast yet, what do we want? And people are like, man, we want that. But it could be an actual rumor. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because again, it would be perfect.
It would be.
She is Amanda Waller. That'd be pretty perfect.
But I don't know. The DC casting's weird and yeah.
Okay. So that's enough rumors, I suppose. Pre-discussed rumors.
Yep.
You know, I didn't watch this trailer. But apparently there is a new trailer for Terminator Weirdly Spelled Genesis.
I don't know why it did that. I guess it's
SYS for system. I assumed because it's computer. That's why I assumed they spelled it.
Stupid. I watched the trailer.
I did not. I never got around to it.
It was pretty cool.
That's good. I remember seeing on the internet for the past, you know, a week or two, like the what year is it Robin Williams meme from Jumanji, like all the time. It's the same post. People like when I heard the like my reaction when I heard that the three most popular trailers right now are Star Wars, Terminator, and Jurassic Park. What year is it? Yeah.
Years. It's funny.
And they're not wrong. It's because these are good starts / continuations of good series. So, fingers crossed for them all.
Yeah. The new Terminator trailer got Arnold in it, and there's a whole bunch of throwbacks to the older movies, but just like there's like a T-1000 in it, and more time travel shenanigans.
Always with the time travel shenanigans.
Yeah, they're really taking advantage of the time travel. Also, it's got Daenerys.
Oh, yes, Emilia Clarke.
As, what's her face?
Sarah Connor.
That's it. It looks awesome.
That's funny. I remember now hearing that and thinking it was funny the first time I heard that, because in the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the TV show, had Lena Headey as Sarah Connor. Yeah. Lena Headey is Cersei Lannister now. That's funny.
All the Game of Thrones characters.
So this movie has less Christian Bale, this trailer.
Yeah.
And then the last one.
Also, it's supposed to have Matt Smith in it, I believe.
Yeah, he's in the posters.
But I didn't see him in the trailer, so...
I don't know who he plays.
He must not play that big a role. Or he's playing a secret role.
I don't know. For some odd reason, that just made me think of the funny coincidence that was Peter Capaldi in World War Z. The World Health Organization.
Doctor Who, or the Who the Doctor. The Who Doctor,
WHO Doctor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Great coincidence, because there was no way that was on purpose.
It's so on the nose, it kind of has to
but
be.
But at the time they cast and filmed that movie, there was no way they had him cast as the next Doctor yet. Like, it would be impossible.
Yeah.
It's just no way. It's just the best coincidence in the world.
It really is.
So, trailer looks good, you say?
Yeah, it looks fine. I mean, you know, it's going to be another Terminator movie. Looks good.
If you guys want to form your own opinion, because I have not formed my own opinion yet, you can check out our show notes. We have a link to said trailer.
You get to hear Arnold say, "I'll be back." And it opens up with, like, Sarah Connor busting through this building in a van to pick up the guy who went back in time. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Come with me if you want to live." And then it ends with Arnold jumping out of a helicopter to take out another helicopter and says, "I'll be back."
Good. Those are both great. It's good things. Alright. I think it was last week we talked about Christoph Waltz. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
I think it was last week.
The new, as it was called at that point, Bond 24. It now officially has a name. And that name is Spectre. And it's got, this pretty Bondy poster. It looks like it's basically a black poster with like a bullet hole in it, which is Bondy. And Spectre, which I would say lends credence to the rumor that his character is actually Blofeld, because Spectre
Probably true at this
was
point.
name of the organization that Blofeld ran. So,
Is running.
he's running, perhaps. So, Spectre, posters, Blofeld, Christoph Waltz is awesome. I guess that's all we really have to say for the title, and that really lends credence to the rumor we talked about previously. And lastly, in movies, on just on the point of news of how are you going to do this, Warner Brothers is going to be apparently trying to do Ready Player One. And they're trying to get Christopher Nolan to sign on to direct the film adaptation of Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. Ernie Cline, actually. It's Ernie Cline, isn't it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. But for those who have read the book, they understand why I'm trying to figure out how.
Have you read the
Because,
book?
no, I have not read the full book. I've read parts of the book. And I've heard many reviews. And I've heard you guys discuss it. But I do know that it is 100% all references to all things all the time.
Yeah.
And there's no way that Warner Brothers is going to get rights to do. Because when I say references, they're not like subtle. They're
No, they're
legitimately
like,
those things.
I am inside Voltron
Yeah,
right now,
exactly.
fighting off people in X-wings and
Yeah, exactly.
I cast magic missile.
Yeah, they're barely references per s more as they are parts of those things.
Yeah.
So, Warner Brothers either has to get rights to do them in this film, or replace them with something that they already have the rights to do somehow. And I don't know how.
Which wouldn't be as good, I think. But still be cool. I don't know.
Apparently they already have the screenplay written, or at least a good enough draft of the screenplay to show to potential directors.
So then they've got the rights figured out.
I don't know. They do have some sort of draft written though.
Whatever.
But who knows? We'll see
I'll
about this.
make more opinions when I see it.
Yeah, when we see more news, we will continue to discuss this, because at this point, it's a how are you planning on doing this, Warner Brothers? But it is Warner Brothers. Next, second to Disney. They're probably the only two. Disney and Warner Brothers are probably the only two people who have a chance at pulling this off. There'd be nobody else. So, hopefully, right?
Yes, that's all I can
Hopeful.
do is hope.
Hopeful in all things until we're inevitably proven wrong.
Yeah, our hopes crushed and
Our spirits destroyed. All right,
yep.
let's move on to happier news in the TV.
I'm so sad.
Like Agent Carter, having a
Yeah.
2-hour premiere, which is not unheard of.
No.
Did we have the date that they were premiering it before? Or is that
I
new
don't know,
too?
but I just put it in now. I don't think we had it before.
Well, Now we do. Because that is a two-way premiere on Tuesday, January the 6th.
At 8 p.m., 7 central.
Yeah.
On ABC.
Yeah, I don't care about that. You can find it on Tuesday, January the 6th, or January the 7th, if you feel like illegalizing, which is not a word.
It's going to be nifty, because they've been working a whole bunch of stuff together with S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
So, seeing it connect will be cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is all part of the cinematic universe.
Yeah. Also seeing Howling Commandos.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Get to see what's-his-name.
The dude with the mustache and the hat.
Dugan?
Yeah.
Dum-Dum Dugan. You also get to see what's-his-name from S.H.I.E.L.D.'s grandfather, probably. Was it grandfather? You know, guy.
Yeah, his grandfather.
What's his fucking name? I want to say Trip, but I don't think it's Trip.
Yeah, it's Trip. It's Trip.
Oh, as I was thinking, no, that's the guy from fucking Enterprise. That's Trip.
Yeah, it's Trip.
Oh, well, I was right. It happens just to be both things. The guy from Enterprise and the guy from S.H.I.E.L.D. So, because we didn't ever, he said, you know, his Howling Commando grandfather, but nobody actually, we don't know who it is. So maybe we'll see that guy. Answer that question. I'll check this out. For sure. I should probably catch up on S.H.I.E.L.D. though.
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's good.
I know. I saw the first season way before you did. I just haven't watched the second season yet.
I think I like the first season more.
Hmm. I have no opinion, as I have not watched it.
But the second season still.
Well, it seems like, from what I've heard, the second season is starting an introduction on the Inhumans. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. Really heavy-handed, too. If it's just a tease, it's really mean.
Because that movie is pretty far off.
Yeah.
Alright, let's move to the next bullet, which is Jessica Jones has been cast 100% officially. Kristen Ritter has been cast as Jessica Jones. And it is still reported by Deadline. Both Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones as Mike and Mike Coulter as Power Man. But I don't think that one has been 100% officially confirmed by Netflix or whoever confirmed Jessica Jones. Not that I saw. But right. Deadline is
credible.
Yeah, they're fairly credible, and it was accurate on one of two, so presumably it's accurate on two of two. Again, they're saying, you know, Luke Cage will probably show up in the Jessica Jones series prior to having his own series, because the order is Daredevil, Jessica Jones, then I think Luke Cage, and Iron Fist? Is it Iron Fist? Who else they're doing? Yeah, and then the Defenders. Happens once all four of them have had their own. Kristen Ritter, you might have seen in, what was she in? Breaking Bad, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. She was on the Blacklist. She's done things. I recognize her.
Breaking Bad.
She was on Veronica Mars too. I said Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's all I got for recognizing.
And yeah, I don't really think I recognize Mike Coulter. Let's see, he has the following. The Good Wife, he was a $1 Million Baby, Men in Black 3, Zero Dark Thirty? I haven't watched any of these.
Yeah, me either. I'm just sad that it's not Terry Crews.
He's in Halo, Andrew. He's in Nightfall, and he's in Halo 5 as Locke.
But Terry Crews.
Was never gonna happen.
It could have.
No, it wouldn't have happened.
It could have. That would have been the best casting ever. He would just be perfect for it.
If you say so. But
But
yes.
it wasn't, so I'm sad.
Yeah,
I no longer care about the whole project.
all five of those shows. Fuck 'em. And fuck
There's
you,
no Terry
Netflix.
Crews and Luke Cage, so screw it.
I'm still looking forward to who they're gonna throw as Iron Fist, because I love Iron Fist.
Yeah, that could still be okay.
Iron Fist is
I'm
the
open to
best.
people on that one, so they can probably do better.
Iron Fist is the best. And I love Luke Cage and Iron Fist together, because for some odd reason, they team up all the time in the comics, and
Too.
they're very opposite and very awesome. Because
Yeah.
Luke Cage, especially in more modern comics, Luke Cage is just like, he doesn't have a name. Like this, apparently he's Power Man in this one. Because sometimes he's Power Man, sometimes he's like, fuck superhero names, I'm Luke Cage. Fuck superhero uniforms, I'm just
Cage.
like going out in jeans. And fucking t-shirt, fuck you guys. And he just punches people, because he's got strength and bulletproof skin, or unbreakable skin. So he's like, fuck this, fuck
And Iron
this.
Fist is always fun.
Yeah, and he's very calm and deliberate. He's, a martial artist, a super martial artist guy. And it's a weird mix.
Yeah.
And great. Alright. Next bullet. Speaking of cast, I wrote down spin-off. I don't know if it is technically a spin-off. Because a spin-off requires that you have, one of the cast members from the original show. But The Walking Dead spin-off slash companion series, depending on how you want to word it.
Could still be a spin-off.
We have a few. There he is. A few, three as official cast members. So, the story is, it's a different group of people in a different place in the same zombie apocalypse. It is, at the very least, a female guidance counselor, a divorced male teacher, and two students. At least. I presume there's other characters as well. But we have the divorced male teacher being played by Cliff Curtis. Who was in The Gang? Not gang related. Who was in Gang Related, which I don't know what it is, but that's what this article I'm reading states as his role previously. I don't recognize him at all, so I don't think I've seen him in anything. We play. His character name is Sean Cabrera. And his son is the student. One of the two students, played by Frank Delane. Dillane. Do you recognize the last name Delane, Andrew?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know
Because
why.
Stephen, you might recognize it from Stephen Delane, who plays Stannis the Manus in Game of Thrones. Stannis Baratheon, first of his name. King of the Andals and the First Men and all that shit is Stephen Delane, and that is Frank Delane's father. So this guy is
Sweet.
Stannis the Manus's son. So hopefully he is as good as Stannis the Manus. Which I
Probably.
just like saying Stannis the Manus in case you didn't get that, because it's my favorite nickname for him.
Dennis.
And also Alicia Debnam Carey is the other, younger person. We don't have the female guidance counselor cast yet. Frank Delane, besides being the son of Stephen Delane, was in some Harry Potter movies. The Half-Blood Prince, I think. He played Tom Riddle Jr. I guess in a flashback. Because all things considered, I know enough of the Harry Potter story to know who that is. And
Haven't seen the movie?
I've seen the first movie and like the second last movie. That's about it. And I haven't read any of the books. Actually, that's not true. I read part of the first one and didn't like it. So I didn't try and read any of the other ones. And then Alicia Debnam Carey has been in other. I don't. It doesn't actually. Oh, there. It, she was in the pilot for Galentine, also for AMC, recently. No, I didn't see this in any articles, but I don't know where Evan saw it. But as I discussed this with Evan last night, he said that apparently the show might have Lenny James in it. Who played who? What the hell? I don't know his character name. In the in like four episodes of The Walking Dead, including the first episode, he played Morgan Jones. He was the black guy in the first episode, if you remember, Andrew. Whoops.
No.
Well, he was, and he showed up on a few other episodes of the main series, and he might be in this one. I haven't seen it anywhere. Evan saw it somewhere. I don't know where. Which, if that is true, gets me more interested in this. I don't watch The Walking Dead regularly, but I love Lenny James. He's a fantastic actor.
The Walking Dead is pretty good.
I watched the first two episodes and was like, eh. So I didn't continue.
I'm just really far behind.
So am I, technically.
Yeah, you're further.
No, I did not. I missed a letter in the next bullet. I wrote down AAC orders a pilot, but no. AMC. So continuing on with pilots for AMC. They've ordered a pilot for a TV version of Preacher, which is a Vertigo comic. So apparently they're really trying to do the whole comic to TV thing pretty hard nowadays at AMC since Walking Dead is so popular.
Popular, successful, money-making.
Yeah. Monster that it is. So they're giving a pilot order to Preacher, written by not the comic, but I think the pilot will be written by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who wrote This Is the End, that
You don't think
movie
I get.
of full references. No, they would direct the pilot, sorry, and Sam Catlin, who was a Breaking Bad writer, will write the script. And this is another post-apocalyptic kind of comic, I think. Not technically post-apocalyptic, but sort of, I don't know how to. It's weird like that. It's weird. It's hard to describe. But it was very popular, and it's good. Take my word for it. Preacher was good comic, so hopefully it'll make for a good pilot and TV show for AMC. Andrew, this is your thing. I don't know what Legends is. Oh wait, he was a cop, right? Is that the cop show?
Yeah, that was the Sean Bean thing, where
Yeah.
it said hashtag don't kill Sean Bean.
Right, yes. I remember us talking about it now.
Yeah.
Apparently it worked.
Apparently it worked,
Because he's not
'cause
dead.
he's still alive.
And his name isn't Sharp. It's amazing. It's the only time he ever lives. as if his character name is Sharp.
Maybe that's his middle name.
So yes, TNT has ordered a second season of Legends, starring Sean Bean. So, yay. I haven't checked out that show. I forgot about it.
Me either. But I love Sean Bean.
Yeah, me too.
It's just there's so many shows to check out.
Yeah, there are. It's hard. And moving on to the next bullet, here's another show that will be coming up that I'm sure you'll want to check out, Andrew. Because you've read this book, right?
I don't know.
The Magicians by Lev Grossman?
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe it was Tom. Evan has talked about it with you guys before. Maybe it was Tom. I know Evan has read it. So Sci-Fi is doing The Magicians by Lev Grossman in a series, and have cast Jason Ralph in a lead role of Quentin, and Susie? It's a weird way to spell Susie. Susie Bacon as Alice. Now, I haven't read this book yet because I keep forgetting to check it out, but it's extremely popular. So, hopefully that's good. And then I won't even have to read the book. I can just read the probably not accurate... I can just watch the probably not accurate to the book TV version.
Yeah. Why read when you can read or watch the non-accurate version?
Exactly. Okay. Andrew, what the hell is this last bullet? I did not click on that link.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
So, Gangnam Style won YouTube. I figure this is kind of TV because it's YouTube, but... Gangnam Style, the music video, just hit the viewing cap.
There's a viewing cap?
Yeah. YouTube, when they programmed it, they never thought that the views would go higher than, I think it was a 64-bit integer.
Oh my god.
So, they just didn't bother, but here we go. Here we are. Gangnam Style.
Wow. Yep.
Maxed out the view count on YouTube.
That's ridiculous.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. Ugh.
I saw that commercial again the other day. I was really mad.
Poor you. Alright. So, speaking of a commercial for games, let's go into games.
Yeah. Into games. So, first up, we talked about Black Desert like a million years ago.
It was a while ago. And at the time, it wasn't
coming out.
It's
got, like, the craziest character creator. It just looks like a really pretty game.
Yeah, at the time...
Well, apparently, it's actually pretty good for combat and stuff. And the open beta starts December 17th, so you can try it yourself.
Mm-hmm. At the time, I think, was it even coming... Did we even have officially that it was coming out to North America yet? I'm not sure if we did.
At the time, we didn't even have... It was coming out to North... It was just... Basically, only Russia and Korea.
Yeah.
Right. But we figured it would because there's so much hubbub about it everywhere.
Probably. North America is a pretty big market.
Yeah. So check that out December 17th. Next up, the Game of Thrones Telltale game dropped.
Yeah.
And it's very well received. A lot of people say that it feels a lot like Game of Thrones would, where every decision you're afraid that your entire house is going to just die, get collapsed, murdered. The only thing that it might be kind of weird is it looks visually different than other Telltale games. So it's got more of an artistic 3D kind of look rather than the cel-shaded... Mm-hmm. graphic novel kind of thing that they had in The Walking Dead or The Wolf Among Us.
In Borderlands?
And in Borderlands, yeah.
Because that's shaded on its own.
Yeah. But the... Most of the time, you don't really notice. It's only when you see characters from the show come in that you're like, it's kind of stylized and weird. But... Other than that, I've only heard good things about it. I really want to play it. I just wish it didn't cost money.
I might get around
to playing it. Or that I had
money. I might get around to playing it. I don't know.
I'm definitely going to run and play it.
I still have Season 1 of The Walking Dead on PlayStation 3 disc over there that I've never put in. I have the Tales from the Borderlands demo on my PlayStation that I never started. I don't know. Clearly, that these games just don't draw me.
I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah, I know. I know you are.
Speaking of obsessed,
Andrew.
Yeah. Speaking of obsessed, the Halo patch, newest one, came out Wednesday.
Sometime.
And it more or less works.
Yay for more
now
or less.
Now you can actually find games and play them. There's still a bunch of interface bugs, but whatever. I can play the goddamn game multiplayer finally.
Did they fix Firth?
Yeah, they fixed that. The Firth?
Yeah, you placed Firth.
Yay.
Once sounds better.
Mike Tyson? Firth place. Also, still no word on how they're making it up to people who suffered, but if you buy the Master Chief Collection this month, you receive $15 in Microsoft points.
Oh, wow. You could get, like, a quarter of anything.
Yeah. Well, it's not bad. $15 off a game. Better than $0 off a game.
I guess. I don't like Microsoft points.
I don't either. I think it's just Microsoft points are just money now.
Oh, is it? It used to be its own separate thing that you needed to.
I think they mostly did away with it.
It was different than Steam and PlayStation, where you could, on both of those, add money to your wallet and just have it sitting there. Or you could just be like, I want to buy this now. Okay, here, put in your information that you're going to pay us with. Okay.
Oh, no, that's true. I think they do have both, you're right. Because I can just buy stuff. Or do the
points thing.
Have some value. But I don't think it's Microsoft points. I think it's just a wallet, basically. Well,
that's good, because that's better.
Having
a wallet that you can
put the right way to do it.
Like anything from 50 cents to $20 million, or probably not, but you know.
Yeah.
Anything you don't have to say, okay, you can buy 15 Microsoft points. You can, or, you know, you can buy 2,000 Microsoft points. But is it anything in between? No, fuck that. You need what? You need 1,700? Nope. You gotta buy 2,000.
Yeah, stupid.
I hate it.
But I'm a part of the Xbox Live Ambassadors program, so I can do stuff, and then I get what used to be Microsoft points. But when I just used them recently for a song for Just Dance, and it was money. It wasn't points.
That's good. That's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. So good job, Microsoft. You did a smart thing. But I'm still waiting for my compensation, you assholes.
Yes. Your obsession was suffered. You suffered for your obsession. Yeah. Your addiction.
And I'm frustrated about it. I spent so much time in that stupid lobby.
Yeah. Let's move on to better news, I guess. Like PlayStation.
No, that's good news.
PlayStation's. Oh, yes. I suppose the news was good. It just turned out into you complaining about when the news wasn't good.
Because. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Moving on. Happy birthday, PlayStation! In North America.
Yeah. I suppose that is worth. That it was worth.
It's their 20th birthday. And, they released images of their limited edition PlayStation 4 that comes in that gray that the PS1 had.
Yeah.
And it had the little PS1 symbol on it. Like, not the PlayStation 1 symbol, but the old PlayStation logo.
The original PlayStation logo.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. It looks pretty sweet.
But
it's nice
it is very limited run. especially in North America. So it's out there, but good luck getting one.
Everything's limited run in North America. Come on.
Yeah. Everything's super limited run in Canada.
Yep.
If it's a limited run North America, that means there's like 500 in the U.S. and 20 in Canada.
I was going to say 5 in Canada. You really think there's 20?
Yeah. I like to think optimistically.
Optimistic Prime.
Optimistic Prime.
All right, let's move on to Street Fighter.
Yeah, so there was a leaked trailer for Street Fighter 5.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, it said PlayStation 4 and PC exclusive.
Yep, it did. Which is strange.
Sounds odd.
Yeah, it's strange.
PS4 and PC?
It's strange to ignore only Xbox.
Yeah. That doesn't happen very often.
Like, usually it's PlayStation 4 and Xbox and fuck the other two, or it's PC and fuck everything else.
Or it's Xbox and PC.
Because they're both Microsoft. Well,
yeah. Normally that happens. If it's Xbox and PC, then it's, you know,
it's a Microsoft thing.
Like Titanfall, but yeah. It's not usually PS4 and PC.
No, it is a little odd.
And also, it's odd for Street Fighter.
Yeah, and I don't understand why it would be Street Fighter to do that.
But, whatever.
Yeah, it's a very strange situation. I don't particularly often play fighting games. I think...
Yeah, I like fighting games, but Street Fighter is not one of them.
I have Injustice.
Combo heavy.
I have Injustice, and I think that's about it. It's probably the only fighting game I have... that's even remotely new. I maybe have an old Street Fighter for some, like, my 360. Maybe. I don't know. Not very many. I don't play them that often. So, I probably won't play this one.
Yeah, I probably won't either. But, what I would play is Slice of Bread.
I don't know what this is.
Now available on Steam.
Do you play a slice of bread?
Yes, you play a slice of bread, and this is from the people who made... I don't remember. But... they made another ridiculous game like this. I don't remember if it's Goat Simulator or whatever. One of those. But you play as a slice of bread, and it's very much like the Octodad, where you have to... like, control one kind of, I guess, limb, which is a corner of your bread, and stick to things, and then, like, flip over. But you have to rub yourself all over everything and make yourself delicious, quotes. And then the whole goal is to get into the toaster and toast yourself.
Weird.
And then that's how you finish. And then you get a grade depending on how delicious you are. And then there's this video where you can watch Troy Baker talk about doing his own little narration of being the bread. And it's amazing.
Weird.
Troy Baker's great.
Yes, true. And this game sounds weird.
It does, but it's my speed.
I finally played Octodad a couple weeks back. Me and Eric,
the deadliest catch.
We did the co-op thing. We did it with the one where every time you complete an objective, you switch. Like, so I'll be on leg for a while, and then suddenly we'll switch what we're controlling. I forget what the fuck we're doing. It's fine.
I haven't tried the co-op yet.
Except for climbing stairs or climbing anything, I suppose. When two different people are legs.
Did you beat it?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay. Because that jungle gym thing, that would have been miserable.
What's jungle gym?
In the, like, the museum aquarium thing.
I don't remember what one was the jungle gym.
Okay.
At, like, near the end?
Yeah.
I remember, I think one of the hardest parts was running from asshole in the back of the grocery
In the
store.
grocery store? Yeah.
Yep. And climbing the ladder to find the disguise at the end of the game. Like to where you're sneaking around the aquarium at night, training the
Yeah.
disguise. Climbing that fucking ladder was impossible. I don't know why. It was. Yes. Deadliest
Is a great
catch,
game.
guys. It's
I
weird.
love it.
It's weird.
I love nonsense games.
It's because
I
you're
also love
nonsense.
narrative games.
You're nonsense.
It's very true. So next up with nonsense.
Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
Yeah.
There were a group of probably mostly mothers
Yeah,
that
probably.
went on change.org and got Grand Theft Auto pulled from the shelves in Target specifically, saying that it's violence against women and so on.
Lots of
Blah, 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 blah,
bullshit.
blah. Yeah. The biggest problem I still have with this is it's rated M.
Yeah.
So, like, we can do what we want. We're adults. It's those people that buy it for the kids that are
Yeah,
the
it
problem.
is the same people who complain about it bought it for their ki for their youngish children without looking at it. They're like,
Yeah.
oh, okay, well, this is the name they said. I guess I just buy it.
Yeah, they're the problem.
They are the problem.
So, that's the first part I hate about this. But Australia people retaliated and started a change.org to get the Bible pulled
Pulled from
from
Target,
Target
yeah.
shelves, saying that it promotes violence and here, let me read it. It's a book that encourages readers to murder women for entertainment. The incentive is to commit sexual violence against women and abuse or kill them to proceed to get God points.
God points.
And
What's
now
that?
Target are stocking it and promoting it for your Christmas stocking.
Yeah, this is all like in direct response to the things that were on the change.org petition against Grand Theft Auto
Yeah.
5 specifically. Like that's why that sentence is so weird, because
Yeah,
they're sort of
because
directly.
they just flipped it on its head
Yeah,
for the
exactly.
Bible.
Now Australia already is shitty for video games. Like
Yeah, they're
it's
well known
super
for not getting things
Yeah.
past the
Yeah.
approval
Super doesn't
board.
come in, and the things that do come in are super censored and super fucking expensive. Like, if you're a video game fan, Australia's the worst place to live.
Which is weird, because Yahtzee's down there.
I don't know what that is.
He's the video game review guy. That is the little cartoons where the PC Gaming Master Race guy came from.
Oh. That's probably why I don't know who that is, because PC Gaming Master Race annoys me, so I don't look where the cartoon came from.
Well, it was making fun of him. That's where it came from. They just adopted it. Made it their own.
Well, that's then he must spend a lot of money on video games, because
Yeah.
it is one of, if not the worst place to live for the censorship and the price of games. It's crazy. From what I hear, I mean, I never lived there. But that's what they say. And you know, people.
The one thing they say is one of many fan passages on the Holy Bible depicts women being set alight for having sex. And it has a little quote and stuff. And it says this misogynist book literally makes a game of bashing, killing, and horrific violence against women. It also links to sexual arousal and violence. It's funny.
It's funny, particularly if you read them both. Like, you read the one against the game, and then you read this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're both just
They
ridiculous.
are. It's. it's ridiculous that the first one didn't just get ignored.
Yeah. But Target pulled it from the shelves. Yeah. Other companies didn't.
It should be said that this is Australian. This is Target in Australia. There are other stores that are like that did completely ignore this. They're like, fuck you, we're still selling this. It's your own shitty fault for buying it for your fucking 12-year-old kid without looking what it's about.
Yep. I hate people.
Or even really reading the name. Grand Theft Auto. In the name. The name is literally a crime.
Like, little Timmy will probably like this game.
It's legitimately a felony, I think. Because it's Grand Theft. It's a felony. Mm-hmm. At least in, you know, North America. Like, literally the title of the game is a fucking crime. What the fuck do you expect to happen in a game that is named after a crime? Besides crime.
Only good stuff.
Like, I could kind of understand it with, like, Payday. If somebody bought Payday, without looking at it, without looking at the back, I could understand somebody reading the name Payday. I don't know, could be anything. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, still, it's stupid that you don't read what the fucking game is before buying it for your kid. But at least the name...
Or look at the rating.
Yeah. Like, at least the name is not a crime. Like, Grand Theft Auto. People are stupid. Yeah. I don't like people.
I also don't like people. Except our listeners.
So let's move on to better news. Like Star Citizen.
Yeah, Star Citizen. They hit 66 numbers. What is that, million?
That's million. Yeah, that's million.
Yeah. 66 million.
66 numbers.
And funding. And the new stretch goal for pets are unlocked.
Right. I remember hearing that pets... Why does every online game have pets, man? What are they good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Except the exception of, like, Ragnaros. Little Ragnaros in WoW, because that's also a fire.
Well, WoW also has the battle pets, so...
Yeah, it does now. It does have Pokemon. That's true.
Other than that, you know, just purely aesthetic.
So I used to... The only pet I ever used was Little Ragnaros. Back when you needed a cooking fire to cook. Actually, I don't
That's
know...
That's
awesome. So I would always use Little Rag because Ragnaros was annoying. So I used to cook on Little Rag because fuck Ragnaros. That was what I did.
That's exciting. And apparently this week you can test fly a Hornet. If you back the game.
Yeah, you got that.
But I don't know how long that week is. I only just looked at it a little bit.
I have that beta somewhere on this computer. I should probably, you know, update it and shit.
Yeah, I'm going to give it another update. Every time I want to play it, there's like a 2 gig update and I'm like, well, damn it.
Yeah, I should, either get a new joystick or figure out how to get a joystick adapter so my joystick can work. I found that we have an old one that has a throttle on it. And, you know, extra buttons and shit. But, you know, it's 15 pin. Which does not exist on modern computers.
No. No, it doesn't. It's very old.
Yes, yes it is.
That is ancient technology right there.
Except it's not that ancient.
No, it's very ancient. It's computer ancient.
Yeah, it's ancient in computers, but it's not ancient in reality.
Right.
Alright, so Star Citizen, guys. Fly a Hornet, get pets. Yay.
Oh, I did put this in there. The next thing is a board game.
Which we talk about occasionally. Because we like board games.
Yeah. The company Toy Vault has a new game coming out, a Firefly game. Toy Vault is the creators of the Tall Card game, which is the, I guess, pokery kind of game with the plum that they played in the show.
In Firefly. Shit, I just watched that episode. And now I forgot what episode it was. Oh, well. Shindig, maybe? No.
I don't know. I think they played it a couple times.
Well, maybe. The actual time they you go Talkard. Talkard is Plum. And they're betting on
the like dishes.
Yeah, they're betting dishes or trash.
Trash.
Maybe it's no, it's not Bushwhacked. It must be I'm trying to figure what I want because I've only watched 4 jobs on my rewatch so far, or 4 episodes. Because it can't be Safe because Simon is kidnapped. Can't be Bushwhacked because everybody's on the ship the whole time. And it can't be Train Job because they don't spend any time. They don't spend any downtime in that one. It has to be Shindig.
Well, some of them spend downtime,
but not Jane.
Sure.
Unless it's super early in that episode. Anyway, doesn't matter what episode it is. But yes, talk card.
Yeah. It's poker-ish. So they're releasing Fistful of Credits, and it's a board game where you go around as the characters themselves, and you get the guns and weapons, and you search the interiors of ships, and I think there's a train actually that you get to heist.
Nice. Do I get to jump out
of the ship? It's basically just a series of heists.
It is Firefly Payday the board game?
Yeah. That's a good analogy for it.
See if that helps here.
It's going to be coming out March 2015.
Man. It's almost 2015. I was thinking about that when I was... when I was writing the date / reading the date. That's like, I wonder how many times I'm going to say 2014 in January on this show. I think...
I'm starting to say 2015 now, so I'm probably going to be all right.
That's good. I did a couple weeks ago once for a day, thought, it's 2015, right? Wait, no. No, it's not.
Normally I'm a year behind, but this year I'm a year ahead. I think it's just wishful thinking.
You're ahead of the game. Ow. Alright, so that's what we got for the games. Which, that one sounds awesome. Depending on my monetary situation, I might just pick that up in March. Because it'll go with my other Firefly game.
I'm still interested in playing the tall card.
Yeah, I've never seen that anywhere, though. I don't like buying games online. Board games are expensive. Yeah. Online, everywhere.
Maybe I could order J&J's. They do orders.
I don't know. At the moment, I have no money. We'll see. Anyway, let's move on to our last section and our last story. It's pretty... there's not a ton of information on it yet, but it's still pretty big news in the fact that famed comic writer Frank Miller, who I somehow misspelled in these notes. I put an A instead of AR instead of ER.
Frank Millar.
Yeah. I don't know how I did that. Clearly, I was still asleep when I was writing this. Frank Miller, who's, you know, famously wrote Sin City and a lot of Batman. And Scott Snyder, who is writing modern Batman and is probably one of the most popular modern comic writers for Batman, will be teaming up to co-write Dark Knight 3. Now, have you ever read, Andrew, The Dark Knight Returns or seen the animated movie that DC did a couple years ago? Well, you should, because it is fantastic. It is, The Dark Knight Returns is sort of old, retired Bruce Wayne. For one reason or another, gets back into being Batman.
He's bored.
And,
that's how retired people work.
This is where Carrie Kelly is from as Robin, who the rumor that General Lone will be playing Carrie Kelly in the Batman vs. Superman movie. Carrie Kelly comes from Dark Knight Returns. And the Batman coming back inspires the Joker to come back, because the Joker has basically no reason to do anything if Batman's not doing anything. So he basically allowed himself to stay in the insane asylum and get fixed. Like, he's considered pretty normal at this point, you know, in the insane asylum, until he sees the news reports mentioning Batman, and then he goes crazy and escapes and starts being the Joker again. And then, and this is where in the end, near the end of the comic, he fist fights Superman. He's in like this power suit that's plugged into the Gotham power grid. Superman, he's the only superhero active who's secretly working for the government. Superman sucks. Gets ordered by the president to go, you know, get Batman to stop, because they I don't remember what the exact reason was, but they got all superheroes to stop doing their thing, at least in the States. So he orders Superman to go stop him, you know, talk to him. And if he does not agree to stop from being talked to, do whatever you have to do, but he has to stop, you know, Batmaning. So Bruce Wayne gets in a power suit. Bruce Wayne gets in a power suit, plugs it into the Gotham power grid, and beats the shit out of Superman for a while.
Which is great.
It is great. It's a great few panels to a page and a half, maybe. I haven't actually read Dark Knight 2. That one, as I heard, was a little lackluster in comparison. And obviously it took place after this one. And then Dark Knight 3, all we know is, well, from the rumors are, it'll be sort of an older Carrie Kelly in the same sort of situation that Bruce Wayne was in the first one, where she's, you know, looking to fill the shoes of the next people who will protect person to people who will protect, you know, Gotham. But Frank Miller, extremely great comic writer, always makes great stuff. Also did the 300 comic graphic novel, yeah. I suppose, that the movie was based off of. It's great. And Scott Snyder, very popular writer, very good writer for Batman nowadays. So we got classic and we got new, we got everything covered. This is going to be great. And more news on that as it becomes available. There's the only maybe one concern is that, you know, Frank Miller's getting up there in age and he's not exactly super healthy. So there is some concerns about his health nowadays. But we'll see.
Yeah, he's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, he's a comic writer. What the fuck? He writes Sin City. What the fuck do you expect?
Yeah.
Nobody can write Sin City and not be crazy. And I love Sin City. Sin City's fantastic. Great comics. Good movie, too. I haven't actually read or watched the second one, though. I kind of forgot about it.
I like the first one.
Yeah, me too. All right. So, that is what we have for this week. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter if you feel like it. I am at DUD75. Andrew?
I'm at DUP3.
way to not pay attention. And yeah, you can find...
Just forgot that I had to put stuff there.
You can find the show at Gweekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. Our website is gweeklynews.com, where you can find show notes. You can listen to the show streaming on the website. You can find the link to subscribe via RSS. You can find the link to the iTunes, if you like.
Where you can leave a 5-star review and comment, tell your friends, and get them to leave 5-star reviews and comments.
Mm-hmm. This is true. This would be
even if you don't think it's worth 5 stars, do it anyway.
This would be much appreciated. also on the website, besides the shows, you can find the reviews and some blogs, and soon the first of the potentially ongoing occasional series review of two. I almost said Rule of Two, and I was like, no, that's not right. That's the Star Wars thing that I named it after. Review of Two is what it is. Andrew and Rachel reviewed Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah.
And then I had to edit it, because Andrew's useless at that.
It's true.
And I'm useless at anything involving a computer, so it works.
Also true.
So that should be up soon, potentially at the same time or soon after or soon before this show. So, you know, if it's not up when you get this show, check it again. I don't know what we're gonna do podcast wise. Just want to throw that in this feed, I guess.
Yeah, it's gonna be in the same feed, but it'll have a different title.
Yeah, different title, and obviously on the website, you can just find the page for it. We have that in front of the website like everything else is. If you want to email us, you can email us at feedback@gweeklynews.com. You know, if you want to tell us how wrong we are about this, or if you want to agree with us on something, that would be great too. If you want to tell us that we're the worst or the best or anything in between, or you just want to email us and say, this is an email, it's all good. We'll accept it. And we also are on Facebook at facebook.com/Gweekly News. Because that is our brand. Everything. Gweekly brand, News, man. All the time.
It's all about the brand.
About the brand. Alright, as I said, that is all we have for this week. So thank you very much for listening. And hopefully we'll see you next week.
Until next week, be sure to get your pet spayed or neutered.
What are you, Bob Barker?
Yes.
No, you're the worst Bob Barker.
Oh.
The worst.
The price is wrong, bitch.